Trump wasn't even elected yet, and he had to open his mouth, sweep the entire profession of journalism into a great big burlap bag, and start beating on it with a great big stick. He turned pretty much everybody in the media into his enemy back in 2015, 2016. If somebody said those things about my profession, I don't know that I could let it go either. So for the last 4 years, you're reading a lot of stuff that is extremely biased about a guy who pissed off every journalist in the country, possibly in the world. Stunning, though, in a nation that is normally somewhat skeptical of the media, the one thing they believe every single time are news stories that demonize the orange man, hook, line, and sinker. Well, I have to admit, though, the things he continues to say don't make it very hard to believe what the media tosses out there about him. Sometimes I think people are going to vote for Joe Biden just because Donald Trump annoys them or makes them feel icky. They don't realize that if they vote for Joe Biden, he's going to hold the door open for the organizations and students that want to tear down our history for all its blemishes and imperfections. Why do people take the mainstream media with a grain of salt until it comes to Trump? I asked my brother, "Do you believe everything you read in the press?" And he said, "No." So I asked him, "Then why do you tend to believe everything the media says about Donald Trump that's bad?" "Because I hate him." I responded, "Well, that's because of the way he makes you feel, and perhaps you feel that way because of the various flaws that the media attributes to him." It's amazing to me that intelligent people who are naturally skeptical of the media still believe every single twist they put on Donald Trump's offensive beliefs ledger. Except that very often he acts like a giant 12-year-old. His heart's in the right place. But typically the media is only giving you half of the story, and I have examples and proof. Well, let's take, for example, the idea that Donald Trump hates gays. Well, that's a heck of a sense of entitlement and self-importance on their part, because it makes me wrinkle my nose that Donald Trump doesn't care about gays at all. They don't even enter his consciousness. His brain is all about Donald Trump. And you might say, "Well, what are you trying? He's trying to overturn gay rights in the Supreme Court." Well, there again, you're only getting half the story. All he's trying to do is get federal regulations off of gay marriage and throw it back to the states so that Texas can do it their way and California can do it their way. Because, as you might imagine, Texas and California could be very different on how they regard gay marriage. He seems to feel the same way about pro-life versus pro-choice. States obviously wanting to handle it differently, state by state. But right now, there's a federal regulation making all the states do the same thing. Whether it's pro-choice or pro-life, it doesn't matter to him. The federal government has bigger fish to fry, and he feels like the individual states should be making those decisions with their health care system and courthouses, etc. Because, you know, there are prevailingly pro-choice states and prevailingly pro-life states. And I'm with him. He doesn't control state government, but he controls the federal government. He can take that federal government straight out of the decision-making process. And the federal government shouldn't be fighting state battles. The federal government should be representing the nation as a whole and not trying to settle state squabbles and constituent requirements. But like I said before, if Donald Trump didn't speak, he probably would be doing a lot better as president. But he always has to be right. He always has to be in charge of the best, amazing, incredible. It's too bad, because that rubs the people the wrong way. What if people actually looked into Donald Trump's opinion on Obamacare? Did you know he has been trying to get it into conversations, but the media won't let him because he wants to replace Obamacare, not get rid of it? He thinks the insurance companies are running roughshod over Obamacare. And I have a tendency to agree, because my pre-existing condition is covered under Obamacare. And the quality in the insurance is pretty terrible. And drug prices are crazy. All of these things are trade protected by Obamacare. He'd like to replace Obamacare with a very similar program that allows more shopping for drug prices and more shopping for insurance, and eliminate some of the monopoly games that these insurance companies are playing. So I'll bet you thought taking pre-existing conditions was going to be bad for insurance companies in the marketplace. Well, no. Did you know in 2017, United Healthcare turned in profits greater than Microsoft and Apple combined? And people think Obamacare is hurting the insurance industry. Trump thinks that with all the consumers in one barrel, the insurance companies are doing too well. And they are. He wants to replace the program that's so stacked in favor of the insurance companies. But all you hear is that he wants to throw Obamacare out and leave millions without insurance. Do you know who needs you to believe that story? Yeah, the insurance companies. Sometimes I think if President Trump never spoke, he would be among the best presidents we ever had. Just every time he opens his mouth, he hands the media something to run with. And after all the insults he hurled at the profession of journalism in 2015, 2016, it's no wonder that journalists can't say enough to tear him down. Problem is, young people believe most of what they read. That partially explains the younger generation that seeks Trump's removal. Older people, they're more skeptical of what they read. We tend to need more proof. Sometimes we hear something crazy, and we double check it.